בוקר טוב רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת פינחס בן אלעזר בן אהרון הכהן. So, this week that we're already in the, you know, we're in the middle of the 3 weeks, ימי בין המצרים. So, it's very interesting that there are several situations where a person can, you know, throughout life, throughout Jewish life, everybody knows there are different minhagim between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Elu ba'elu divrei Elohim chayim, Baruch Hashem, you know, throughout. By the way, different minhagim and machlokot are a side effect of the galut. That's what happens. There didn't used to be different minhagim and different, didn't used to be like that. There used to be different opinions, but when we had a Beit HaMikdash, and when we had a Sanhedrin, what would happen? They'd take a vote, they'd make a psak halacha, v'zo. One halacha, one minhag for all of Am Yisrael. Can you imagine that? That's the way. אבל מה? Unfortunately, since the Sanhedrin disbanded and the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, what happened was that Am Yisrael went to Galuyot and there started to be Sfikot and different opinions how to interpret the Torah, which is fine. מחלוקת של ישן לשם שמיים. יאילו ואילו דברי אלו חיים, and there's different opinions, different מנהגים, which is all fine. Now, one of the more pronounced ones that happens, it's very interesting, Baruch Hashem in this generation that never stopped anybody from going to each other's shuls and each other's yeshivas and even from marrying one another, right? There's no reason why it should. What happens many times is that Sfaradim many times attend Ashkenazi yeshivas. There's a very famous she'ela in Yechaveh Da'at, Chelek Aleph, what would be the halacha if a Sfaradi goes to an Ashkenazi yeshiva? There are different times of year when there are different minhagim that come up. For instance, now, during Yemei Bin Amtzarim, in this past Sunday already, minhag Ashkenazim is not to take care of katz and shave. They're already, you know, they're coming into Shabbat, they're already disheveled. It's part of the minhagi avelut of Yemei Bin Amtzarim. L'da'at malan shulchan aruch, he's ma'amid, this minhag, k'din ha-mishnah. Right? When is it asur to take care of katz and shave? L'da'at malan, davka shavu ashchal bo tisha'a be'av. Like the Mishnah says, shavu ashchal bo tisha'a be'av, in mesaperin, in mechabesin, davka de... נכון, מנהג האשכנז is to be more מחמיר from 17 בתמוז. דעת מרם, להקל. This year even more מקל. You know why? There's no שבוע שחל בו תשעה באב. תשעה באב for זה on Shabbat. Observed, it's postponed until Sunday. There's no שבוע שחל בו, which means that according to מרם, בעצם, you're allowed to shave all the way into Shabbat חזון. Shave, take care of. Now, what do? You have a situation where you have Sfaradim and Ashkenaz. Usually the other way around doesn't happen. So it happens, but not as often. Ashkenazim and Sfaradi yeshiva. Happens, אבל לא כל כך. Yeah? There are a few Ashkenazim that I know of in Kisei Rachamim. But that's like, it's a very, it's like rare. But Sfaradim and Ashkenazi yeshivas, that's much more common than the other way around. So you have the Sfaradim over there. The question is, how bound are the Sfaradim and Ashkenazi yeshivas by the minhagim of the Ashkenazim? There's not the only one, there's many. But especially this one, which is more pronounced, right? You have the Ashkenazim, they're walking around with beards or with unshaved and yodama, and the Sfaradim come, they come in like chatani. Mutaru asur, yeah? Mutaru asur. Over there, is there an issue of, there's a word in English, it's a weird word. It's called sectarianism. You know what that means? Yeah, to be also, there's a gemara which I'll speak to you about in a moment, lo ta'asu agudot agudot. Not to make different sections in Am Yisrael, because the Gemara says that that creates machloket. So when a Sfaradi is an Ashkenazi yeshiva, does he have to, now I'm not talking, you have to conform to Sidrei HaYeshiva and the rules of the yeshiva, that's not a question. But I'm talking about minhagim of the Ashkenazim. How much does a Sfaradi among Ashkenazim have to conform to their minhagim when, let's say, you're in their yeshiva, you're in their shul, you're in their... whatever. Came. So, Madinam. And the other way around also. It starts off with there's a Mishnah in Masechet Yevamot, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet. Not so long ago. Yeah, we should be doing, for those who are in the Daf, we should be doing Chazara on Yevamot. Yeah? Mekol Makom, the Mishnah over there says that there is a huge machloket of Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel about Tzarat Erva. Without getting into too much detail, what's the halacha with regards to? Obviously, you can never do yibum to an ayrva. If a woman falls to a person to do yibum to, and she's an ayrva to him, she's one of the 15 forbidden relationships that Mishnah brings down in the beginning of the Yibum, obviously Yibum doesn't apply over there. No Yibum, no Chalitza, she goes out free. What about Tzarat Ayva? What about if the woman who falls there? What about the co-wife of the Ayva? Betilin says, she's also exempt from Yibum b'chalitza. Yeah? And not only that, if you do Yibum to her, since she's exempt, if you do Yibum to a woman that you're not allowed to, that's Ayva. Why? Because innately, every Yivama is what? Every Yivama is an Ayva. Why? Which Ayva is every Yivama? By definition, Eshet Ach, the wife of the brother. Only b'mkom mitzvah is that mutar. Shelo b'mkom mitzvah, zasur. So Bet Hillel says, Sarat Ayva, if she is the co-wife of an Ayva, hands off. No Yibum, no Chalitza, Isur Karet. Bet Shammai says, Bet Shammai says the Ayva herself is patur from Yibum Machalitza. But Sarat Ayva, which means the co-wife of the Ayva, is mitzvat Yibum, which means there's a mitzvah to do Yibum, there's still a chiyuv to do Chalitza if you don't want to do Yibum. And if you do it, it's a mitzvah. This is a very, very extreme machloket between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai. Why is that? According to Bet Hillel, that there's no mitzvah to Yibum Chalitza here, by Tzarat Ayva, and not only that, there's an Isur Karet. First of all, there's an Isur Karet, and the product of that union, a child that's born from there would be what?
Mamzer.
Ledaat Bet Hillel. Ledaat Bet Shammai, Yibum over here is a mitzvah. And the child born from that is Kadosh V'Tahor. Huge machloket. This was a machloket that really, it was an earth-shattering machloket. And Ami says, there's many machlokot in Shas, especially between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Aval ma, none of them were as earth-shattering as this. Because, you know, according to Bet Hillel, children born from Toda, children born from that were mamzerim. According to Bet Shammai, perfectly kasher. And the Mishnah says, V'afal pichin, now you have a problem of yochasim. Which means they didn't stop marrying each other. Which means Bet Hillel didn't stop marrying into Bet Shammai's families, thinking that, oh, maybe there's these products of mamzerim in there, according to our opinion. Why? Because Bet Shammai was gracious enough, they loved each other enough. Bet Shammai said, listen, although we hold that this child is kosher, don't marry into this family. Why? Because according to you, there's a child in here. That's a mamzer. They would notify them. They still loved each other and they still respected each other enough that they notified each other that you got to stay away.
But if halacha is like Beit Hillel, doesn't Beit Shammai have to follow Beit Hillel?
Absolutely not. No? Later on, halacha was decided like Beit Hillel. But you better believe Beit Shammai did like their own and Beit Hillel did like their own. We see from this Gemara, the Me'iri on the Perush of this Gemara says a very interesting thing. If you have a machloket with somebody else, a difference of opinion. Let's say Tutam de Chachamim or whatever it is, or two different people that hold two different shitot. If you hold that something is mutar and you know that he's machmir, you know that he holds it asur. For instance, I'll give you a simple example. Let's say two different people. One person's machmir, again, not to get into the kishkes of this right now. One person's machmir on Chalab Yisrael and one person is not. Yeah? So, let's say the person who's not machmir on Chalab Yisrael, he's hosting the one who is. Now he holds, and he has re'ayot, and he has a lot of Torah. Why? Non-Chalab Yisrael is mutar. Is he allowed to serve him non-Chalab Yisrael, even though I hold it's mutar? No. Why? Because if you know that he holds it's asur, or if you know that he's machmir, we see from this Gemara, what's the halacha? You have to tell him. Even though you hold it's mutar, it's like isur mamash, you still have to tell him, like Bet Shammai would tell Bet Hillel, to stay away. You can't feed him that. That would be lifnei iver. Can't do that. The shita tozasu. Now, the Gemara on the sugya on the Yud Gimel Amud Bet Yudalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings down a machloket Abaye v'Rava with regards to this case. The Gemara brings down there's a pasuk in Parashat Shofetim. The Torah says lo titgodedu. Now, simply meant the literal meaning of this pasuk is lo titgodedu. Do not cut yourself on the loss of a relative. The goyim used to do that. They used to, hurt themselves and wound themselves out of avilut, isu Torah. Torah says don't do that. But the Gemara says another drasha from the spin-off of the meaning of the word lotit godedu. It also sounds like the word agudot. What does aguda mean in Lashon HaKodesh? Groups. The Torah, the Gemara says, we also learn that from this pasuk, lo ta'asu agudot agudot. Do not make different sections in Am Yisrael. So why? Because that creates machlokot. One person, one group doing this, one group doing that, creates machlokot, machlokot. So Abaye says, what is, when is the, he says, machlokot, by the way, whether lo tidgodedu is isur d'orayta or isur d'rabbanan. Is it real drasha or is it only asmachta? Isur lo tidgodedu is only isur d'rabbanan, so it doesn't lead to machlokot, like I said. Abaye says, what are the parameters of this halacha of lo tidgodedu? Sectarianism. Where's the isur? He says, only when it is shte bate dinim be'irachat. When you have two different bate dinim in the same city, each one paskaning a different way, that's an isur of lo tidgodedu, because it can create machlokot. But shte bate dinim b'shte ayarot, if you have two bate dinim in two different cities, says that's perfectly mutab. Why? Every city is entitled to their bedin, to their halacha, and therefore what? It's not going to cause machlokot. So, therefore, parameter of the isur according to Abaye of lo tidgodedu, what do we say? Shte bate dinim be'irachat. One city. Rava questions Abaye. Rava says, what are you talking about? How can you say that? Hare, the Mishnah tells us, Bet Shammai or Bet Hillel argued about this tzarat abad, nachon? And each one kept on doing their own halacha. How do we know that each one kept on doing it? Because the Mishnah says that they kept marrying each other in spite of it, and they would tell them. If Bet Shammai had to constantly notify Bet Hillel about their problematic families, according to them, what does that mean? That Bet Shammai followed their own opinion. Hey, wait a second, says Rabat Abaye, Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel lived in the same place. What do they consider? Shte bate dinim be'irachat. They're like two bate dinim in the same city, and yet that didn't stop Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel from each paskening and following their own de'ah. If it was a problem of lo tidgodedu according to you, how would they be able to do that? What are you saying, Abaye, that Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel were guilty of lo tidgodedu? Therefore, Rava disagrees with Abaye, and he says you're wrong. He says, you know what the parameters are? He says, the isur of lo tidgodedu is in one bedin. If you have some members of the bedin paskening one way and some paskening another way, the point of a bedin is, even though there are a bunch of opinions, what does a bedin have to do at the end of the day? What do they have to do? They have to give a psak, a unified. You know, there's halachot like that. Even though you don't necessarily agree, what does bedin do? You go by rov de'ot. You go by the majority opinion, and then when the majority opinion is found, what do the minority opinion of the bedin have to do? They have to agree to the majority and not paskin against it. If you have one bedin, says Rava, when some members are paskining one way and others another way, that can create big machlokot. But if you have two separate batedinim in one city, just like Bet Shammai or Bet Hillel, says Rava, that's perfectly acceptable. Why? No machlokot. One bedin says like this, one bedin says like that. Kobe said it's not going to lead to machlokot. Machlokot are when it comes from intrinsically from within the same bedin, zeba'ya. That's Rava. Rova Puskin, interestingly, hold like Rava. Why? The Rif, the Rosh, they hold that the only problem of Lotit Godedu is only among the same bedin. But if it's two separate batedin, even in the same city, they hold like Rava, that what's the halacha? Mutar. The Rambam, interestingly, paskins like Abaye. Very interesting. The Rambam writes that if you have two different batedin in the same city, paskining two different ways, asur. In the same city, you can only have one bedin paskin. So says the Rambam, because of the isur of Lotit Godedu. It's a big issue. Now, all of the poskim jump on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishneh, the Radbaz, others, they ask on the Rambam the obvious question. That would mean that the Rambam is paskening like Abaye. We know that throughout Shas, anytime there's machloket, Abaye v'Rava, besides for six cases, which this is not one of, the six cases are Ya'il Kagam, anytime there's machloket Abaye v'Rava, halacha ke Rava. So why all of a sudden would the Rambam be paskening like Abaye? The Kashikta, the Kesef Mishneh, the Radbaz, and others, they give a very interesting answer. They say, this rule of Abaye v'Rava, halacha k'Rava, always, besides for six cases, only apply when Abaye v'Rava are arguing about their own svarot. Over here, Abaye v'Rava aren't arguing among themselves about their own Svarot. They're arguing about how to understand Beit Shammai or Beit Hillel. Therefore, what? This rule doesn't apply. And therefore, says the Kesef Mishneh, Manana Kesef Mishneh, right? He's a Kesef Mishneh. It's Yosef. It's a Kesef Mishneh. It's Rabbi Yosef Karo. That was his first work ever. It was the Kesef Mishneh al Rambam. So he writes over there. Over there, that's what Rambam paskins Kida'at Abaye. Now, that being said, let's think about our situation. If you have, what would be the halacha over here? When you have in the same yeshiva, in the same shul, different people doing different things, yeah. According to the Rif and the Rosh who paskins like Rava, shte bate dinim biirachat. Obviously, these halachot are like two bate dinim. We come. Let's assume that we come from the bedin of Manana Bet Yosef. Ashkenazim come from the bedin of the Rama. Two different bate din in the same city, according to Rava, is mutar. But according to the Rambam, that paskins like Abaye, the two bate din in the same city is problematic. How can you ever have this? Yeah. The answer is, says, many poskim understand, this only applies to what's a bet din that deals with new piskei halacha, halacha that needs to be adjudicated now. It needs to be. It just came up now. It needs to be paskined on now. Then we say there's problems of lotit godidu. What Sfaradim and Ashkenazim do in our generation. Is that news? This is already paskined and written about and set in stone for hundreds of years, for many, many generations. It's not something new. That's not begeder bedin. And therefore, this would not constitute the Isur of Lotit Godudu, says Maran Zafar Lohan Chazon Ovadia. He brings it ayah in Maharam Banet. Rabbeinu Mordechai Banet, who was one of the Rebbeim of the Chassam Sefer, he talks about a very interesting case in the Shelot Tshuvot Siman Dalet. He says, you know, there are different minhagim with regards to wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, Pesach or Sukkot. Sfaradim across the board. No cholek among the Sfaradim. Period. That end the story. No tefillin. Why? Because the Bet Yosef writes in Siman Lamed, we follow the Zohar HaKadosh, who says that it's an absolute isur to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and the Bet Yosef quotes him. One of the rare times that the Bet Yosef quotes the Zohar HaKadosh and we follow the Zohar, that there's an isur to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. You'll never find Sfaradim ever wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Among Ashkenazim, though, there's different minhagim. You know that. Chasidim, in general, those who pray Nosach Sfarad follow the minhag Sfaradi, which is not to wear tefillin. Chasidim don't wear tefillin. Litvaks, Litaim, over there, and some Polishers, They'll wear tefillin kida'atataz, and others they'll wear it and take it off before halel, after halel, before musaf. Different minhagim, but some of them will wear. Says Maran Banit. Let's say you have a shul on Chol HaMoed, and some is it mutar to have a minyan where some of the members of the minyan, some of them are wearing tefillin, some of them are not. Or another situation. Forget about Chol HaMoed. You know, on a fast day by tefillat mincha, yeah, by Tfilat Mincha, the fast day, there's a minhag that the Bet Yosef brings down in Siman Membav that many Keilot Sfaradiyot have to wear Talit Tfilin by every by Mincha of every public fast day. Okay? That's a Moroccans have such a minhag. Syrians have such a Mefarash. Says why? He brings the reason for the minhag is that every day a person has to say 100 brachot. On he makes the Cheshbon that on a fast day a person's missing a few brachot. Obviously, because there's no food. There's no food, there's no drink. So he brings down, in order to be mashlim, me'abrachot on a fast day, that's why he says the minhag became in Sfarad, to wear talit tefillin, but, huh? Shacharit bevada.
Yeah?
Two brachot, it goes a long way. If you make the cheshbon, he says that this is going to help you be mashlim, the me'abrachot. He says the minhag in Sfarad was to wear talit tefillin, by mincha of every public fast.
That's for the shachrit and mincha.
Yeah, sorry. No. Two is every day. Uh-huh. Two is part of the cheshbon of every day anyway. Obviously, besides for Shabbatot. Shabbatot v'yamim tovim, you have a big problem because usually it's very easy on a regular day to get to me'a brachot because of the tefillot. Well, I have 19 brachot. Besides for Birkot Kriyat Shema, 19 brachot per amidah, 19 times 3 tefillot a day.
It's 57.
You already have almost 60% of the brachot that you need per day is only from the amidot. And then besides for all of the other tefillot and Birkot HaShachar and the, you know, Berachot Rishonot and Achronot and Asher Yatzar, you have plenty, plenty, plenty. But on Shabbatot, you have to be very careful. Maran Zichron Bracha was very makpid to make sure to make besamim a bunch of times on Shabbat, to eat, you know, snacks and all sorts of stuff in order to be mashlim me'a brachot b'shabbatot v'yemim tovim. You have to be very makpid. Halacha, chiyuv, yeah?
People that, like, they take besamim with them on Shabbat to make besamim, how often can you make the bracha?
As long as there's hesech hadat. As long as you smelled it and then you let your mind wander from it and you went and did different things. For instance, you smelled it in the beginning of tefillah, you can make another bracha b'sof tefillah. Zemutah. Yeah? Or as long as your mind was off it. If you keep on smelling it constantly during the tefillah, you can't make a new bracha on it because your mind never wandered off it. You have to put it away, make a seach adat, go daven, go learn, whatever, then come back and do it again. Zemutah. Yeah? Hatolmen? Yeah. That's why, especially among Sfaradim, it's a minhakim at by all kilot Sfarad, you'll see them bringing in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Eretz Besam. Lama? Lashlim ha'brachot. They'll bring atze, isbe, mine. That's an excellent minhag. Chashuv me'od in order to be mashlim ha'brachot. Yeah.
So how many would you have regularly on Shabbat without the besamim?
You break it down. Instead of having 19 brachot per amidah, you go down from 19 to 7. So that's a huge difference. You have to make sure to be makpid on. So now, Birkat HaMazon is 4. Brachot Rishonot, you have Kiddush and Hamotzi. That's 2 and 4, it's 6. So there's things that you can do. Huh? Huh? Musaf, no, that's another 7.
Isn't that why,
So what do you have? Instead of 3 tefillot being 57, right? Now you have 4 tefillot being 28. Still a big gap, not the moment.
Is that why he was makpid to be chazan for Musaf on Shabbat? To get Me'a Berachot?
You get it anyway. You can get it anyway by listening. By being shomea ke'oneh. Also on Shabbat, you get part of your brachot is being shomea ke'oneh, the brachot of the onim la Torah. Yeah, that's why you have to have kavanah to the brachot of the onim la Torah. That's right off the bat, 14 brachot. Why? 7 onim. Tchila basof, that's 14. Maftir is another how many?
4.
Beginning and end of the Torah, that's 2. Beginning and end of the haftarah, what's that? 5. So that's already 7 right there. So 14 and 7. You already have 21. So these things accumulate, but you have to have kavanah for them. So, nachon, it's much harder, but these are things that, but the more brachot that you make, the merrier on Shabbat. That's why there's, you know, people have nashes and you know, every, especially ajils and stuff like that. Right?
So for all chazarot amidah, that counts, if you're shomer kohen, it counts?
Yes.
It's like a normal day, you have like almost 80 brachot just from tefillah.
Wow. But on a regular day, you don't even have to rely on Shomea Ke'oneh Brachot. Why? You have plenty of your own. On Shabbat...
Peter, you have a lot of red. I need something with red in
here. Baba John. One second. Meyut. No, is it Meyut or Emute? Oh, participants?
I told him it's you. He said, no, it's not my...
I told you that. No, he says like this. He's in the middle of negotiating.
Sir, I was saying...
He said, no, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, in Geula, in Malchei Yisrael, you know, there's... I don't want to say most, but many of the stores on Malchei Yisrael are Persian-owned. You know that?
Yeah.
Many... I don't know, whatever. It's the funniest thing just to walk in. I mean, not to make them crazy. But if you want to buy something and just start haggling and negotiating, just walk out, walk back in. And then, you know how it works? No, come in. Yeah, bye.
Also one of my favorite smells is vanilla extract, but it's mostly artificial.
No.
So Liam Sabine.
You can still make minyan. It's a machloket, but according to Maran Zohar Rahai, you can still make minyan. So back to tefillin. So now, not all keilot among the Sfaradim have this minhag. So what happens if you're in a keilah? Is it mutar to have some of the keilah doing kacha, some wearing tefillin, some not wearing tefillin, or in Tisha B'Av? Among the Sfaradim, there's many different minhagim about what to do about tefillin on Tisha B'Av. Some do no shacharit, only mincha. Some do only shacharit, no mincha. Some do gam shacharit, gam mincha. Yeah, there's different minhagim. So what do you do if not all of the members of the shul are on the same page? Some are doing like this, some are doing like that. Is that a problem of notit godudu? Says Maran Zichron Bracha. No, it's not, because these are things, not only that, he says, he quotes a Me'iri. The Me'iri writes, why did the Gemara speak about Bet Din? Bet Din is something that has to do with a psak, but something that is already minhag kadum, something that's already a well-known minhag. Minhagim of Sfaradim are already well-known. We get that from Maram Bet Yosef, and other posts, minhagi Ashkenaz is also well-known. It's not something that's when was the last time you see fights being created as a result of Sfaradim doing their minhag and Ashkenazim doing their minhag? Everybody knows. It's very, very well known in Am Yisrael that there's different minhagim that we do. Is a besedir. What could cause a fight if it's a halakha, a brand new halakha that comes out, and some are doing like this, some are doing like that? So he says, what are you doing? You're doing against the psaf, you're doing against the halakha, and that can create machlokot. There, the chachamim were concerned that that might create machlokot. But something that's minhag kadum already, right? This is water under the bridge. This is not news. Everybody knows. Sfaradim do this way, Ashkenazim do this way. So over there, there's no issue of lotit godudu. It might not be the best. Obviously, it's always better to conform. Besides for the isur of lotit godudu, there's also an element of derech eretz. There's a baraita, masechet derech eretz zota, that says, le'olam lo yadam omed b'nei roshvim yoshev ben omedim. You're not supposed to stick out. You're supposed to conform. You're not, you know, if you're, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a shul where they have a certain minhag about tefillin on a fast day or whatever it is, do like their minhag. Or if you're not willing to do like their minhag, their chiddush will dictate what. You want to do like your minhag, beseder. Find the shul that does like your minhag. But don't, it's weird, not because the isur of lotit godudu, but it's weird to go to a shul and stick out. Why? Because it looks like you're making afganah. You know what's afganot? Afganot are good for bar ilan. You know what I'm saying? But and Masharm and stuff like that. But yeah, it's not Afghanot. You don't do in when was the last time Great Nakara Afghana? You know what I'm saying? Afghana. Huh? Afghana is a protest.
Matomen. The ratio matter of like how, let's say, to how many people are wearing it, how many people are not, or if like it's a minimum effort, where you're the only guy that's not. Doesn't make a difference.
There again, in terms of the Isur Lotit Godudu, it doesn't matter because we said lahalacha, the Isur doesn't apply. But in terms of the nonconformity, it doesn't really matter. If there's nonconformity, it looks bad. The optics are bad. Yeah? You should always follow minhag makom. Also, very common. Sfaradim go to daven by Ashkenazim. Happens. Yeah? A lot. You go to daven by Ashkenazim, whether it's a shtibel or whatever it is. Now again, you know, Ashkenazim also, in with regards to tefillah, they have many, many different minhagim than we do. For instance, Ashkenazim stand for Kaddish. You're Sfaradim. Sfaradim follow Ari HaKadosh, we sit for Kaddish. But you're praying by Ashkenazim, everyone's standing up for Kaddish. Tamod, that's their minhag. Or many, v'chen al zeh derech. Or if you're saying Kaddish by Ashkenazim, yeah, if a person has to say Kaddish, v'chon, you should try to blend in a little bit. Agaron Chaim Tzion discusses this, his yard site was this past week. So Agaron Chaim Tzion discusses this in Or Letzion. Says when a Sfaradi is saying Kaddish by Ashkenazim, quickly add in the words V'yatzmach Purkanim Karim Meshicheh, because that's crucial to the Kaddish according to the Ari HaKadosh. Even if it's Nosach Ashkenaz and they don't say V'yatzmach, you say it. But at the end of Kaddish, Yesh Lama Rabbam Shemaya, so Sfaradim Chayim Yisera Ali Shu Amra. Ashkenazim, they, Yesh Lama Rabbam Shemaya, V'chayim Alein Abad Yisera, right? Chik-chak. Sometimes it happens that he says that's not crucial. And sometimes the optics are also bad. Right? By Ashkenazim, they're saying Kaddish, Yesh Lama Rabbam Shemaya, they're about to finish, and then Shavi says, you took the whole minyan hostage. This, yeah, you have to know how to conform.
You were Tali and Ashkenaz minyan.
But I.
So why is Tali different than Kaddish?
You tell me. Very simple answer. You tell me.
They also have to.
That's one answer. First of all, they should. the Mishabura writes me, Karadini ben Ashkenazim should be willing. There's a few ta'amim why non-married Ashkenazim don't. That's number one. Number two, I'll tell you what, are there no Ashkenazim in a minyan that are wearing talitot? There's plenty of Ashkenazim wearing talitot. The married ones, the yekas, whatever, so you're not sticking out like a sore thumb. Number three, this doesn't affect the flow. They understand that this is one of those minhagim that the Sfaradim have, and that even among the Ashkenazim, some non-married yekas, yeah, German Jews, they were talit already from Bar Mitzvah, Kmo Sfaradim. Yeah? And Be'emet kacha tzach liot.
Also, you sitting down while they're saying Kaddish isn't also affecting them.
Yeah, but really. I'll tell you why it does. Because over there, why do Ashkenazim stand up by Kaddish? They stand up, the Rama says, because in honor of the kavod of the shirot v'tishbachot that it says in Kaddish, Rakadosh Baruch Hu, so they stand. For whatever reason, Arab minhag is to sit kedat ari HaKadosh, on piyaso. But if everybody's standing in Chvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chvod HaKadosh, and you're not, that's looks bad. Meaning? No. Over there, it's a little bit different. They stand for Az Yashir. They stand for Yishtabach. Over there, you can do your own minhag. Because over there, I'll tell you another reason why. By Pesuket HaZimran, not everybody's all at the same place. So they could, the optics are not bad because they could say, okay, maybe you're not even up to it yet. But once it comes to Kaddish, and no matter where they are, everybody stands up. You don't stand up, so that looks good. Evanta, there's a subtle difference.
What about if you have to say Kaddish going back to the TikTok stuff? Like, no. Should you, like, you've got that weight Kaddish, like, you shouldn't say it like that in Ashkenazi.
I mean, so let's put it this way. Even if you're not doing it with you know, full dikduk, let's say you're saying it like regular Sfaradi who's not medagdik, or like in Israeli or whatever. Yitgadal v'yitkadash merabah. Yeah, you know, like an Israeli as opposed to Ash, you're not saying yiskadel v'yiskadesh. So is that a problem of lotit godedu? No, it's not, because I'm saying it like my own. I'm saying my own pronunciation, my own zeh. I don't have to, because don't forget, according to us, their pronunciation is wrong. So Kaddish is a personal thing that I have to say. Nachon, you need a minyan for. But what? So I should say it wrong according to my shita? Because I'm saying it together with them. Now again, if you start messing with the nosach and causing issues, that's a different story. We don't have to say it. I tell people all the time, though, in order, Nachon, you don't have to change now. If you're shliach tzibur, though, let's over there, then you don't start messing with the nosah, with the pronunciation. If you're already being shliach tzibur, that's a different story altogether. That's why it's not a good idea, in general, for a Sfaradi to be shliach tzibur by Ashkenazim. Only when there's mamash, atadachak, and there's nobody else, whatever. Happens a lot in yeshiva. They used to ask me a lot. When be chazan, no. Why? Because being chazan in Ashkenazim minyan means what? I have to change my nosah. I have to change my havara. I have to change my pronunciation. Why should I do that? It messes up my tefillah. Messes up the siddur tefillah. Messes up the nosach tefillah. Why should I subject myself to that? If there's be'emit nobody else, I understand. But stam kacha, don't do that. To be shliach tzibur by Sfaradim, don't be shliach tzibur. But by Ashkenazim, lama? Lama ta'aseh etzeh? Now, I was going to say something else. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. They have different.
Yes. So there's a machloket between Agon Moshe Feinstein, Igrot Moshe, and Maran Zichron Baruch Hu in Yechavedat. He argues on it. The Igrot Moshe writes that you are bound, since that's part of something that said Betzibur, you are bound to the Nosach Kusha of the Tzibur, which means if it's Ashkenaz, and over there they're saying Nekadesh Hashem Chabailon, Peshem Shemakti Shemay Sev Shemay Maroim, Kakasuva Demech, Karzel Zev, right? That's, I go back and forth very easily. Yeah, anyway, Bekitzur. I'm like a chameleon, yeah. So, Mikol Makom, that's the ones that change, they
yeah.
Color shift. Or
yeah.
I think they're like just clear and they just adapt to their environment. Mikol Makom, so over there, that's from the half Ashkenaz side. So over there, Rav Moshe says you got to say Nekadesh, Kemin Hagam. If you're praying Nosach Sfarad anyway, they say Nekadishach like us. But if you're davening with a shul that's Nosach Ashkenaz, they say Nekadesh. Maran Zichron Baruch Hu says, no, ma pitom. The Ikara Kedusha, that's only a Tosefet. Ikara Kedusha is what? The Psukim of Kadosh, Baruch, Imloch. That's only an introduction. The introduction is not as important, and you're not bound to their Nekadesh. Obviously, it goes without saying that if you're an Ashkenaz Minyan, and they're saying Nekadesh, you should Nakdishach ben aritzach kno amsiya. That's what. That's what. That's afghana. Don't. Elama. Now it's okay.
It was like powerful.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story. One time, I remember this was on Purim. I don't remember when it was, but it was Purim a few years ago, and I was in Kesar Tara in Queens. Kesar Tara, you know, it's Granek needs one of those. Granek needs a shtibel, don't you think? Like a minion factory. Inland. Yeah. But Mikon Makom, I was in Kesar Tara. I needed an Arbit. I prayed Mincha already. I was going for Arbit. It was close to Shkia. So I guess the last minyan of Mincha was going on before Shkia, and then they were going to start Arbit. For some reason, now again, not the demographic of Queens, if you know anything about how Queens looks now, the demographic of Queens has shifted very, 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 very much. It used to be a majority Ashkenazim and just, you know, a little bit of Sfaradim. Today, that's shifted tremendously. Now it's about 60 to 65% Sfaradim and about 35 to 40% Ashkenazim, give or take. The majority of Queens now is Sfaradim. So the demographic is very, you know, so most of the Minyanim that come over there, many times they'll have, you know, the majority of the minyan is Sfaradim. And some of them are Ashkenazim. Aval mikon makom, minhag makom. Just because you're the rov, but the minhag makom, it was established, it's not Ashkenazi shul, you can't take over. Kachazim, malasot. Yeah, see, the chazan was Sfaradim. That's not rare. Many times in Kesar Tara, the chazan will be Sfaradim, just because, whatever. So use the sidur of the shul and pray. Many times the rov of Kesar Tara, Rabbi Rosenblatt, Alav HaShalom, anytime I used to be there, many times I used to be there to go daven, so he used to ask me to be Shliach Tzibur. I always used to say, no, I didn't want to. So many times I used to get out of it, I used to say, no, I'm Sfaradi, and my Mivta, he didn't know I'm a chameleon. So I used to tell him, I used to tell him that, no, it's hard for me with my pronunciation, I daven Sfaradi. He says, no, it's good, you can daven like that. If the Rav of the Shul is telling you it's okay to daven like that, okay, it's fine. But if he's not, if they're Makpid, you can't go against them. That's an issue. So now, you know, the guy goes up there. He's saying, you know, he's davening. First of all, he's davening from a Sidur Sfaradi. Mistake number one. No, no, even though you're Sfaradi, when you're Shliach Tzibur by Ashkenazim in Ashkenazi Shul, you have to take the Sidur Ashkenazim, whatever Nosaf they daven from. And then what? And then it comes time for Kiddushah. Say, Nakdishah. Baba Jum, Takshiv, it's not the time or place for that. It's, you have to be a little bit normal to Chab, that it's not the time for, you know, the Sephardic national anthem in Kedusha in an Ashkenazi shul in Purim. Maybe Purim is appropriate. If the chav, you know, you have to use your judgment from these things. You know what I'm saying?
What if the whole minyan is Sephardi?
No.
And it's in an Ashkenazi shul. And is there any difference?
In general, unless the Rabba Makom or the Gabbaim don't mind, there's some shuls or there's some minyanim that there's no set nosach. It's, you know, like by the Kotel. Yeah, what's the nosach by the Kotel? Yeah, sometimes you have multiple noschaot in the same minyan, in the same tefillah. Anything goes, nachon? So there are minyanim like that, but there are most minyanim, most shuls have a nosach kavua, minyan kavua. So go with that. Don't even though the rov of the minyan, get the minyan is Sfaradim, doesn't give you license to go and uproot them just because you're Sfaradim.
Well, what if everyone's Sfaradim?
So, I'll tell you. If it's a majority Sfaradi and the Ashkenazim peter out and the Sfaradim bought the shul and they change the nusach, okay, said the Shanati. But as long as it's still an established Ashkenazi shul, even though the majority of the minyan is Sfaradi, that doesn't give you license to change the minhag makom. That's something that can create machlokot.
Did you say about the case of Kedusha that they called like Rav Moshe?
No, like Maran Zechon Amracha in Yechavidat, he says it's mutar to say your own Kedusha. But it's not like not Tarzan. No, you don't just relax. Or, for instance, comes up by Tachanun. Yeah, by Nosach Ashkenaz, they don't have Bidui, they don't have Ze. Sfaradim, we stand up, we say Bidui, by Avor, Ze. I've seen it many times also. When you're in Ashkenaz, what happens right after Amidah and Nosach Ashkenaz? Immediately they drop, they sit down, they go down like this. Sfaradi, you want to say your own Bidui in the Filat HaPaim is a Beseder. Obviously, Yudgim al Midot b'Te'amim. So, but stand on the side. Do me a favor. Don't make a spectacle. Some people standing by the Teva in the front of the Shul. Oh. Optics are bad. that's a problem of sticking out. Move to the side, move in the back, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Don't be so pronounced.
Should you skip it?
Ma pitom, do your own thing. But don't stick out like a, huh?
Don't be
obnoxious
about it.
Yeah, put on the, stay on the side. You know what I'm saying? Kafa ze, ma tome?
On Mondays and Thursdays, they're much shorter than us, let's say.
Nope.
So are we supposed to miss or read anything?
No, just make it, be mashlim, you know, listen to Torah between the aliyot or afterwards. Finish it up. There's no, it doesn't have to be at the expense. Just, you know, try to wing it. Wing both. Ma tome? That's right.
I'm going to say, if the chazan, the private amida, if Jaji played his regular mitzvah, then only means chazan, he says.
No, even, for instance, if you are a chazan, if you're Sfaradi, who's shliach tzibur by Ashkenazim, you're still entitled. Anything that is a silent prayer, anything like, let's say, the silent Amida, you're still perfectly within your rights to daven nosach edot ha-mizrach. Why? Because that's your own personal tefillah. Anything that belongs to the tzibur, chazarat hashatz, or kaddish, or stuff like that, then you'd be bound to follow their minhag over there. Yeah.
Ashkenazim, when they shir tzibur, he only said the first two words, the last words, by the tzibur. The rest of it's quiet.
So,
how is that for the tzibur? I mean, he's saying it himself.
Okay, so then say your own nosach. But even by those beginnings and endings, sometimes there are differences. So you're not going to do the beginning and end kiminhag Ashkenaz, and the middle kiminhag Sfarad, and then you can't make too much of a salat. You know what I'm saying? What are you asking?
What if also if I'm saying I'm a David and I have to be sitting down with the whole Ashki Minyan, or even a Sfaradi Minyan, I'm standing up at that time because I'm behind. So I can stand either that.
Maran Chida writes that if you can't be sitting, if you don't have a seat for the David, another thing that you can do is lean against the wall. Lean against something, that's considered sitting. So, yeah.
For halal, I've seen it before. That's where you end up being the chazan for the
Berachot. It's L'dat. Well, again, even among Sfaradim, there's different minhagim about Birkat Ha'alem when it's Chatzi Halim. But let's assume for a second that a person has a minhag, Kedat Rambam, Kedat Maran, that on days of Chatzi Halim, like Rosh Chodesh, there's no bracha. If you're Chazan by Ashkenazim, don't get no bright ideas. Yeah, Maran Chida writes in Chaim Sha'al, as does Maran Zichron Bracha, in Yechaveh Da'at Chelek Dalet, Siman Lamedhe, he says, alo, do not make a bracha. You want to be Chazan? Fine. Bring an Ashkenazi. Let him say the brachot, and you say the Halev. Would you have to put yourself in Safek Bracha Levatana Akshav? Just because you're Shlech Tzibur doesn't mean that you can say those brachot. Not only. There's an extra E in there. That's why there's an extra E outside the store.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one between the F and the R. Yeah. Peresh. Yeah, go ahead.
So over there where they don't say mincha by they don't say tachanun by mincha, what are you supposed to say after Kaddish and Aleinu or before?
Yeah, if you're fast, you can do it before. If not, then you can say it after Alim to be mashlim. But just be, if it's something that for Aaron Minhag is not a legitimate reason to skip Kiddusha, then not Kiddusha, Tachanun, you should still be saying Tachanun.
Why did I skip Tachanun?
By Hasidim, it's very common to skip Tachanun by Mecha. Even by Shachris. It's very, very common to skip Tachanun for a multitude of reasons and yard sites and what have you. It's no minhagin ukacha. Yeah.
Do we have to go back and say the Hamad Seif and share Malo by Mechana?
You should.
So we should say after Aleinu?
Yeah, because Aleinu, it's preferable to say with the Shliach Tzibur. To say it together with the Tzibur, because you don't want to, that you're proclaiming Kadosh Baruch Hu's kingship, so you don't want to be Nirake Kofir. That's why the halacha is, even if you're not davening at all, the halacha is, let's say you're learning in the shul, you're already davening, and they're up to Alim Shabbat, you're chayav to stand up and say Alim Shabbat with them until the end of the first paragraph. Why? Because you have to bow. You should have answer Kaddish, Kedusha, whatever. No, not Hashem. Alim Shabbat.
What about Hashem?
That also, when you're proclaiming Hashem kingship. So, let's say something on the parash. Yeah? Rabbi said, don't go nowhere.
Yeah, it reminds me that Ravadia, when he would get a Fedaliyah for...